From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Thousands of custodians, food service workers, and secretaries at Yale University are striking over pensions, wages, and job security. Strikes aren't new at Yale. It's the school's ninth since 1968. But as Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports, this walkout has attracted national attention, including interest from two presidential candidates.
Contract! Contract!
The key issues center on pensions, wages, and job security. At a rally earlier this week, custodian Virginia Henry said she's worried that when she retires, she may need another job just to get by.
I worked for Yale for 19 years. When I retire at age 65, I'll get $8,000 a year.
Marianne Colonna, a senior administrative assistant at Yale for 12 years, says she's on strike because she can't believe that a university like Yale continues to resist decent wages for its employees.
Because of the cost of living here in Connecticut and because of the poor pay at Yale, people are having to work two and three jobs and just to make ends meet.
Yale has had a long history of contentious town-gown relations. But this strike has become an even larger political issue for New Haven, with national figures like Reverend Jesse Jackson leading thousands of striking workers through city streets. Presidential hopeful Joseph Lieberman was on campus this week, urging his alma mater to submit the issues to binding arbitration, an idea Yale has rejected. University leaders say that at a time when other employers are downsizing and demanding givebacks, Yale is offering wage and pension increases. And national attention will not change what goes on at the bargaining table, according to Janet Lindner, interim associate vice president for administration.
Yale approaches negotiations based on what it believes is the right thing to do, and we've been negotiating for well over 20 months now to try and get a good contract on the table. The offer that we have out there is an excellent one. We're hoping the union comes back to the table and that we can get this resolved.
Yesterday was moving in day at Yale, with students and their parents greeted by strikers on picket lines all over town. More than 100 police officers, including SWAT teams in riot gear, arrested 80 strikers for disrupting traffic and blocking downtown intersections. Today's traditional freshman assembly and reception at the president's home was canceled. There will be limited dining hall services, and the university will offer rebate checks so students can eat at area restaurants. Junior Sarah Weiss finds the strike more hostile than the one last March, and says it's a hard way for freshmen to start.
There's just this feeling of negativity, and it's not to say that I'm for or against the strike. I'm definitely still trying to figure out the facts of it all, and it's really hard when you have two sides weighing down in your head trying to tell you the facts. But it takes out a lot from the university, having all this chaos.
Though some students seem baffled by the issues, one student and her father have come out in support of striking workers. Democratic presidential candidate and Yale alum Howard Dean moved his daughter onto campus yesterday and then invited students and workers to join him for dinner on the street without crossing a picket line. Dean told the crowd that although pensions were the biggest issue in the strike, he has an even larger concern.
And that is the enormously growing gap between those at the very top and those at the very bottom. And I often say to my conservative friends, and I still do have a few of them, that they ought to be really worried about this problem. Because when you have a huge gap between those at the top and those at the bottom, civil instability is what the result is.
Union leaders will not say when the strike may end. New Haven's mayor has called the university and union together for talks this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven, Connecticut.